You went on down there at a worldly church where you could just live and shout and have a big old time. Live like the devil Monday through. What'd you say? How'd you say that? Live like the devil Monday through. Amen. Shack up through the week and try to marry up with God on Sunday. It don't work like that.
No. No, it don't. Woo! No, yeah. Sir.
You got to be faithful Monday through Sunday. You got to be faithful 24/7. Amen. You got to live right every day. Hey, God, help us, Lord, to get our priorities in check. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Those aren't really the problems at all those excuses that we give ourselves. The problem is what a priority. It's that age-old matter of seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
Yes.
We have a problem with that. We can't put God first because we want to put us first.
Yeah.
What I want to do. Look at what I want to get out of life. I want to do this and I want to do that. And we never take time to see what God wants.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Holy God.
The church of our Lord Jesus Christ is in danger of establishing wrong theology.
Yeah.
Amen. Oh, yeah. Higher criticism has demanded that we put a circle around those passages of Scripture here in the book of Mark that I read to you, chapter number 16. A lot of those say those last 8 verses weren't even in the original manuscript, so they try to write off the Word of God. Oh, He didn't really command us to go into all the world, but I tell you what I believe. I believe the Bible does not need my defense. Amen. And rather, it needs my obedience.
Right.
Amen. Come on now. I will obey this book right here. Why will I obey it? Because I believe it.
Yeah.
Thank God. I believe that Jesus took, amen, the disciples aside before His ascension and looked them square in the eyes and said, go ye in all the world and preach them the gospel. Thank God. I believe Mark 13 and 10, and the gospel must first be published among the nations. If you ever question Mark, then listen to Jesus in Luke, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in His name among all nations.
Yes. Woo.
Well, I'm not so sure about that. What about Acts? But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and what? And unto the uttermost. Hey God. And unto the uttermost parts of the earth. It is even in the Old Testament, in the book of Psalms 96, declare His glory among the heathen and His wonders among all people. This world, it's our obligation to declare the gospel unto the entire world.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Go into all the world and preach the gospel to them.
Lord, thank you, Lord.
May the Holy Ghost illuminate our hearts.
Yeah.
And give us the desire to be a soul winner for Him today.
Yes.
Woo. God, here's my prayer tonight, church. I'm the one preaching, but I'm the one, amen, willing to mark up to. Here I pray tonight. Lord, would you inspect our priorities?
Yeah.
That's what we need to pray tonight. Inspect my priorities, God. Inspect my motives and give me the right priorities.
Yeah.
Give me the right way to look at this, Lord. Help me to be a light. Help me to be a soul winner and not be so hateful, amen, that nobody even have confidence when I do witness to them. Help me, oh God, to shine the light of the gospel.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Jack Hiles, I've told you before, he said he went off to a conference. He's preaching a meeting, and he went off and they had a morning service and then they had a night service. He ran home in between services to go rest and go study his message for that night. And he left that morning service and he ran over to where they had him put up in a motel. And he said he heard something in there, and the little old maid lady was in there cleaning in his bathroom. And he went in there to see what was going on. He said she was down in the bathtub, cleaning that bathtub. And he hollered and he said, I'm sorry, I didn't know what was going on. And they laughed a little bit, and he asked her, do you know Jesus? And she looked up at him and said, no, I don't know Jesus. And he began to witness to her. And he said that woman had tears ran down her face while she was in there, was scrubbing on that bathtub. Hey! And he said, I never want a woman to the Lord in my life while she is down in a bathtub. But he said, I did that day. Hey, I come to tell you, church, there's no excuse why we can't walk, knock on the door. There's no excuse why you can't tell the clerk down at the store, hey, have you met a man named Jesus? If you should die today,
today, would you be ready to meet God? Hey, I come to tell us it's important. There's souls out there that may never get one to Christ if you don't win them.
That's right. Woo! Yes, that was
That Kyle said he went to another door, knocked on the door. I love this. He said that woman opened the door up about 2 inches. He said she had a big old long nose. The only thing you can see is that big long nose sticking up that crack.
Thank you, Lord.
And he said, ma'am, I'm Pastor Jack Hiles. I pastor the church down the road here. She said, I know who you are. She said, you don't have to tell me who you are. I know who you are. She said, matter of fact, I've been to your church. She said, they sing too fast down there. She said, and after I had to put up with that, she said, I had to sit and listen to you, and you preach too loud and too fast. And she said, after I had to listen to that, she said, I couldn't get out of that place fast enough.
Yep.
And she said, besides all of that, if half of these things I've heard on you is true, you're lousy and low down and ain't worth nothing.
Come on.
He said, at first glance, he wanted to chew back at her and let her have it. He said, but he dropped his head and he said, ma'am, I'm sorry. He said, you're right. I am low down. I ain't worth much. God knows that I understand my inabilities and my insecurities. And he got to tell her, he realized that he ain't much. He said, but oh, I just came here trying to win a soul to the Lord. And she had a tear on her face. She said, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. And he said, in a matter of minutes, that woman that talked down to him, that woman that gave him down the road, she was in tears of crying and prayed through the old time salvation right there at the crack of that door. Hey, I come to tell this church, knock on the door. Hey, but pass the Bible out. Hey, tell somebody about Jesus. We can't come down here and hide behind the standard and hide behind the church door and never put the gospel out. It's going to be blood on our hands one day. Amen. If we don't go into all the world and spread the gospel.
Thank
you. Oh, you mean you don't believe the standard? I believe I probably. Amen. I ain't saying I'm stricter than anybody in here, but I'm at least as strict as anybody in here.
Come on.
Yes. I believe a standard, Bro Tony.
Yes, sir.
I believe a good way of living. And not only do I believe it, I've practiced it since the age of 13 years old.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
But I believe sometimes we get too caught up in what we believe and we think is too high that nobody can attain it. And we can't reach the center man out there because we don't think they can get to the place that we're at.
Absolutely.
Lord, help us, God, to put the gospel out there.
You're right.
Folks can get saved.
Right.
Woo!
You're right.
All that sin that comes short of the glory of God that they need to be saved. Amen. There's sinners out there that don't know that there's as much as a book in the Bible and different books and different they don't know anything about a Bible. Amen. They don't know anything about a man named Jesus. Amen. But they're out there and they need somebody to bring the word of God to them.
Yes, Lord.
Lady Sister Missy talking about tonight, she needs somebody to tell her about Jesus.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Right.
And them rest care kids that come to us Sunday morning need somebody to tell them about Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Gary Basenbeck needed somebody to tell him about Jesus.
Yeah.
Jeff back here needed somebody to tell him about Jesus. Hey, I come to tell you, you needed somebody to tell you about Jesus. We were all lost. We were all, amen, in a place where we couldn't dig up out of. But thank God I heard a gospel message.
Woo!
Thank God I was saved. Be where I'm at today if I had not have heard the gospel.
You're right.
Yes.
Glory.
I'm done. Praise God.
Holy
Go into all the world and preach your gospel. May the Holy Ghost give us a burden in the church of our Lord Jesus Christ is in danger of establishing wrong incentives. Not only wrong priorities, but wrong incentives. There's not a single Christian in the world who can afford to sit back and feel satisfied with what you have done. When he wrote to the Philippians, Paul told those believers that he was far from being satisfied in his own spiritual progress. Brethren, he said, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. I've made mistakes.
Right.
I haven't always done what I should have. But he said, I'm not satisfied with where I'm at. I'm reaching forward. I'm pressing ahead.
Yeah.
I'm trying to finish the race. Thank God in heaven, I come to tell us, let's do better.
Yes, Lord, yes.
Paul knew that it was not his victories that he had already gained praise God, that were vital, but those victories which yet remained.
Right.
If we sit back after winning one soul or a few souls, we'll never win more.
Yeah.
Woo. That's true.
It's true.
Yep.
Yeah, somebody said, well, I led a sower. I led somebody to the Lord. And they get satisfied with that and they never tell nobody else about Jesus. What about them other dozen you could have won? What about maybe 30? Maybe you might have won hundreds to the Lord.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I'm done. I'm just trying to let you feel my heart tonight. I'm trying to let you feel my burden. I come down here today and I was walking around this church. Michelle said, does it smell good? Bobby, none of you smelled it. I don't know. I said, it smells good to me. We cleaned this church and shampooed them seats, shampooed them carpets. Man, I was walking around here today, Brother Charlie. I was just smelling that shampoo. Michelle likes that good shampoo smell. And I was walking around here today and I said, Lord, Brother Tommy, the Lord took me back. I remembered when we was first about to get this church, Brother J.R. I remember when I walked up and down this street and I felt like the Lord said, right there's going to be your church. Long story, you know, we finally was about to get in here and the Lord gave us this church. And I mean, I was just as happy, amen,
come on,
as an old ant crawling on the ground with a piece of bread on his, yep, carrying it. You know, you ever seen an ant carrying a piece of bread or something? Yep. Boy, I was happy. Amen. I was walking around here today. And I feel like we've hit a stalemate. Probably, no doubt, it's been my fault. No doubt it starts right here. Amen. Look at where the Lord's brought us from in 8 years. Getting ready to have a homecoming. Almost 9 years we've been a church. Well, it has been right at 9 years. 2010, February of 2010 till February of 19. Amen. Almost nine. Right at 9 years we've been a church. We've seen souls get saved. We've seen the Lord do the miracles. We've seen, amen, a church give to us. We've remodeled churches. We've had church then. I mean, God has set the plan. He's done a lot, and then you get satisfied.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was walking around here today, and I said, thank you, Lord. I don't know why, but that ceiling has always been a pet peeve of mine. Thank you, Lord, for that ceiling up there. Thank you, Lord. Man, I looked at them seats right there. Boy, they look brand new to me. I said, thank you, Lord, for them good-looking padded seats. Thank you, Lord, for that carpet, man, that cleaned up like new. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Up there, man, we got some nice, amen, instruments on that platform. We got nice sound equipment. I mean, look at all this stuff. We got nice. Thank you, Lord. I was thinking about Connie. She's got saved is coming. Amen. Old Jeff there and Gary. And I just began to think about ones that's been saved, Brother JR, and different ones that's come from other churches and how the Lord's put us together here. How we got a church. And I said, oh, God, don't let us get satisfied. When you get satisfied, you're headed for destruction. Amen. That's what's wrong. You know, the number one dying church today in America is the Methodist Church. Amen. They got hungry back in the 50s and they built churches. Amen. And they won souls and they built churches. And then they got satisfied and they didn't win new blood. And now they're dying out today.
Lord.
Number one dying church in this country is the Methodist Church. They say the average population is in their 70s and 80s and they're shutting them down a dime a dozen. Because they don't have any young blood to come up to run the churches because they lost their desire to win souls and feed the younger generation coming up.
Right. Jesus, Jesus.
Don't let us get satisfied with what little we've done. Thank God for what we've done. Paul said, I'm not hung up on what I've done. Thank God for that. But look at what I haven't done yet.
Right.
Look at all there is. Jesus said, look out there.
Yeah.
Woo! Brother Tommy said it about as best I ever heard it one morning when he was teaching on that harvest field. Amen. Teaching about that wheat. I never thought of it like that. He said that wheat is so ready for harvest that it's drooped over. It reminded me of plants in a garden. You ever see that tomato vine? They get them tomatoes on it and them tomatoes are ready to pick and them beans are ready to pick and they get so heavy they start drooping. That apple tree starts drooping over. Thank God the harvest field. It's ripe out there. It's ripe. It's drooping over. And there ain't nobody there to pick the fruit. Nobody's in the gardens to gather in the harvest. Oh, God, help us to win souls.
Amen.
Holy Jesus.
My dad's got all them fruit trees. He loves fruit trees. He's got peaches, yellow apples, red apples. He loves that stuff. And them old apples and peaches, Brother Tommy, was getting so full this last year. I went up there to see him for something. And I was up there and he had boards underneath all these trees. I said, what in the world's all that about? He said, that fruit's so getting so heavy, man, he's excited. He said, that fruit's blooming so good, and it's coming on so good. He said, it's weighing that tree down. Yeah. And he said, I had to put props up in there to keep them branches from breaking. Yeah. He said, I got a good crop. Woo! Hey, I feel like there's a good crop out there.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I wonder how many drug addicts could be preachers tomorrow. I wonder how many hooked on heroin can get saved to be a Sunday school teacher tomorrow. Hey, I wonder how many's out there, amen, that need somebody to bring the gospel to them and can be a part of the church tomorrow. Help us, Lord, not to get satisfied with what I've done, but from where you're going to take us, Lord.
Yeah.
Hope you got my burden tonight. I'm done.
Holy God, holy, holy Lord, holy.
Stand with me across this house.
Jesus.
He that winneth souls is wise.
Yeah.
Oh. Why stop? Why be content? Amen. The same God who called you to begin with and who gave you that early burden and that early conquest is a God who's called you to occupy till he comes. Keep on working. Keep on witnessing. Keep on winning souls. Keep on leading somebody to Jesus. Tell them, find another Gary Bazin back laying in a hospital. Oh God, is everyone in your community saved? Is your neighbors a Christian? Find somebody that don't know Jesus and lead them down that Romans road of salvation. Have I done my best for Jesus today? How many are the lost? Amen, that I have lifted. How many are the chained that I have help to free? I wonder, have I done my best for Jesus when he has done so much for me? I pray today that God won't let us get satisfied with just a little bit that we have done, but help us, God, to get hungry for more. Help us to get hungry for more.
Yes.
Sister Marie, I don't mean to use this in a bad way, but they say millionaires, when they first got started, they made their first little bit of money. More than they did. They weren't satisfied with that first bit. They dug in and they made more. And they made their first million. They weren't satisfied with that first million. They made another million. And that's how multimillionaires prosper, because they're not satisfied with that first grip. They want more. They get greedy. And they want more. And they want more. And they want more. Hey, I'm asking you today, amen, great God, don't get satisfied with what you've done. I'm not saying it's been a little bit. Some of you have done great things. Some of you has won souls. Some of you, amen, has done great exploits for the Lord. Don't get satisfied with that. Say, Lord, what can I do tomorrow? When I get out of bed tomorrow, what can I do for you tomorrow, Lord? Who can I talk to down at the grocery store? Who can I witness to for you, Lord? How can I win a soul tomorrow?
Yes, Lord, yes.
I think I was telling Brother Tommy the other day, they tell me, Brother Wade Horton, Brother Philip, he's going to preach our homecoming here next week, next Saturday, February 23rd. Everybody, won't you come? Homecoming. Brother Philip Horton's dad, Grant or Wade, I can't remember. Grant might be Grant Horton. Maybe it was Grant Horton. He's been dead and gone for years. Ralph's pastored up there for 30 years. But anyway, old man Horton prayed and he said, Lord, he got hungry for souls. He said, God, would you give me a soul every day this year? Every day of his life, he prayed and he fasted. He said, God, I want you to give me a soul every day. Brother Philip Horton's dad. And God honored his prayers. And God honored that fast. And God honored that man of God. And they said, God, give him at least one soul every day. But it was way more than that. And 1 year, he saw 365 people plus get saved. Because he had a burden for souls. If you see somebody get saved, it first comes, you've got to love somebody. You got to love people.
Yeah.
Right.
You got to love the souls of men and women. You got to say, God, give me a love. Give me a burden. Amen. Bring me to tears like Nehemiah. Nehemiah looked down and he saw the apostate. Amen. That had set in. Amen. His native people. Amen. The Jews. Amen. It was full of apostasy, full of sin. They had backslid and ran from their glory days.
Yeah.
And Nehemiah said, I wept before the Lord. Here's where the going gets serious right now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Thursday night, Valentine night, I don't preach way too long. How many will come up here and take a few minutes of your time? Here we're already late. I pray God give you strength tomorrow. Amen.
Come on.
How many come up here with me in this altar? I want to let you know I'm going to meet you in these altars here tonight. And how many will say, God, right here on a Thursday night, give me a burden for souls. God, let me get hungry for the lost souls of men and women. Help me to be a soul winner. How many go step forward here tonight and say, God, help us. Help us, oh God. Keep us up in the midnight hours, God, praying and singing.
Show us to life, baby.